I'm Jeffrey Clark, and this is 90s Youth Life.
I know I've been talking about some heavy stuff on this podcast lately between mental health and school shootings, but I want to talk about something more lighthearted, get back to the fun that this podcast is typically known for. And specifically, I want to talk about this BuzzFeed story that I came across. It was published about a month before I recorded this episode, and it's called TV and Movie Characters Who Are Millennials' First Crushes. And 22 are listed, or actually 25 are listed, and I'm not going to list all of them because a couple of them are from 2000s media, so I'm going to skip those. Let's just stick with what we have in the 90s. So, this person on BuzzFeed, Brian Galindo, he acquired all of the social media posts on what millennials consider their first crushes, as they were TV and movie characters. They weren't all real people, obviously, millennials in general, but for those who had TV or movie characters as their first crush, let's go through this list that they published. One of them is Kimberly the Pink Power Ranger. The quote goes, "She could still get wherever she is." And then we have Devon Sawa in Casper. Yes, the same Casper who said, "Can I keep you?" or whisper, "Can I keep you?" And of course, not to be outdone, Christina Ricci makes the list for her appearance in Casper. Four, this is probably an easy one, Topanga from Boy Meets World. Then we have Ryder Strong, a.k.a. Sean Hunter from Boy Meets World. Then we have April O'Neil from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Some might say that's more of an 80s crush, but Ninja Turtles was on in the 90s as well, so I'll say that counts. Brendan Fraser was a popular pick for his roles in George of the Jungle and The Mummy. Then we have Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. And then we have Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. Then we have Xena, Meg from Hercules. And later going on with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Michelle Gellar. And then we have Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. My mom watched that show, so that's how I knew about it. And I couldn't believe that girls in my third grade class were watching it. Steve from Blue's Clues, believe it or not, made this list. Don't ask about that, but hey, it happens. But then again, there was an episode of the sitcom Yes, Dear! Where the mother was dreaming about it. So probably a few mothers were dreaming about that. Okay, this is a weird one. Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. I don't see how that could be a crush for anybody, but hey, different strokes for different folks. Then we have Denise Richards from Starship Troopers. And moving down on this list, Halle Berry in the Flintstones movie from 1994. Then we have Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt from Third Rock from the Sun. My mom watched that show as well. Of course, at that point, he had really long hair, so maybe that's what did it. Then Jennifer Love Hewitt, just Jennifer Love Hewitt. Leo DiCaprio, need I say more? I remember the whole Leo obsession when Titanic came out. Lola Bunny from Space Jam, and I don't care how much they try to redesign that character, repurpose that character, she will still be the Space Jam Lola forever in my mind, and pardon my language, but even if she had bunny boobies, it really does not matter. We were pretty much demanded to have a crush on her, so I guess I took the bait on that. And last but not least on this list, JTT. For those of you who are 90s and pairs, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And I think that's all I have to say about that. Personally, I don't know if I necessarily had a crush on this character, but when I started watching Full House reruns, the Stephanie Tanner character was close in age to me at that time, and she wasn't, like, too girly. In fact, she was kind of a bit of a tomboy at times, so maybe that's one reason I related to her. So, again, I don't know if I necessarily have a crush on her, but you know, I could see why some people would be attracted to her, like, even now. So that's why I have to say about that. So I'm glad we got back to some lighthearted stuff, and hopefully I'll have more of these going forward. Get away from the serious stuff for a bit. Who is your 90s celebrity crush or movie or TV character crush? Perhaps it was one of these characters. Perhaps it was somebody else. It's all a matter of personal preference. For bonus content and podcast news, you can like the 90s Youth Life Facebook page, and you can hear all my episodes at youthlife90s.podbean.com. I'm Jeffrey Clark for 90s Youth Life. Grow old, but don't grow up.